the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, you know, we're still talking. And we're going to be spending most of our time this week, next week, until the problem gets fixed, on hammering home the point. You have been had. You have been used. You have been screwed by your own government and by your own banks. They started this get-rich-quick scheme, or a real estate bubble that was used to kick off a mortgage-backed securities bubble. And the people on the inside made billions and trillions of dollars. They ruined thousands, millions of Americans' lives. And they dumped the financial cost on the rest of us. Remember, the essence of a fascist economic state: the government and corporations working together against the general population. Profits are kept private. Losses are socialized. That is exactly what is happening here. We are not a capitalist nation any longer. We are not a socialist nation any longer. We went right past socialism and into fascism. When capitalism failed, we became a fascist nation. Okay. All right, so moving right along here, needless to say, the same media that is trying to find ways to say that it's okay for the banks to cheat you, that's what bankers do, and, you know, you should just get used to it. They're talking about, you know, now there's a new escalation in Afghanistan, and a new carrier is going over there, and they're going to start bombing more and more brown people as a distraction. And I think what's going on here is very, very simple. The foreclosure scandal, the mortgage-backed security scandal, the MERS scandal, all of this thing is dragging the economy back to center stage for the upcoming election. And obviously, the incumbents do not want that. Between now and the election, they're going to be doing everything they can to throw up every kind of smoke screen. You know, there's the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and they're trying to get people fighting over each other about whether there should be gays in the military. It's all planned distraction, because they want you to vote about gays, and they want you to vote about illegal immigrants, and they want to vote, get you to vote about all this other stuff because that you're pretty evenly divided on, so that the election comes in neck and neck and the vote riggers can take over and decide who's going to run the country. But if we're all angry about the economy, and we should be, and we understand that the only remaining peaceful way we have to deal with the situation is to pull all of our money out of the banks and to vote out every single incumbent in the upcoming election. Obviously, that's not what the banks and the government want to have happen. They want to keep their jobs. They're making money hand over fist. Another little article at whatreallyhappened.com, caught on video, politicians behaving badly. It's a collection of videos of politicians caught in the off moments when they're not aware that they're campaigning and they're trying to be nice because you're a voter and you've got campaign money and stuff. And these are politicians who are caught just being themselves. They're not nice people. Another video you may want to look at that's on the front of whatreallyhappened.com is from Ryan Dawson. It says, "Kill Bank of America." And it's a flashback, but especially in light of the fact that Bank of America appears to have been one of the worst abusers of oversubscribing the mortgage-backed securities, it's time to start pulling money out of the banks. Even just as a survival mechanism, what happens if the banks start collapsing and your money is still inside? You won't get it back. Better to have it in your home under your own control. Now, interestingly, turning back to the trial and the Fort Hood shooting, they're still trying to sell that this is with a crazed, lone Muslim whatever going on, and possibly in response to the revelation that a soldier had videotaped the incident or taken a video of his of the incident on his cell phone and was ordered to delete the file, destroying key evidence so that we can't see what actually happened. We just have to take the government's word for it. So, hard on the heels of that very damaging piece of information, and conveniently timed, American Al-Qaeda spokesman Adam Gadon has come out with a videotape saying, yes, Nidal Hassan is a hero, and we worship him, and he did good shooting up the Fort Hood soldiers. Well, Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman. He's a fake. And if they're using him, it shows the whole trial is a hoax. We'll be right back.
Do Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the email coming in. A lot of stories are coming in. And basically, I am glad to see that the alternative media or the dissenting media or the citizens media or whatever you want to call it, they are picking up on this story. They are beginning to comprehend. They're getting their minds around the sheer scale of what the bankers and the U.S. government have done to we, the people. Apparently, there is a class action lawsuit that has just been filed in Indiana against Bank of America, accusing them of racketeering. Now, remember, under the RICO Acts, if Bank of America is convicted, their entire assets can be stripped off and divided up among all members of the class. Bank of America can be completely destroyed by this lawsuit if Congress does not move to indemnify them, which I think is justification to bring out the guillotines. Now, more and more magazines, yes, Fortune is out there pandering to the bankers and everything. That's their market here. But we've got a quote that just came in from Graydon Carter, the editor of Vanity Fair. Quote, it can be fair. I'm sorry, let me back up. Quote, it can fairly be said that the chain of catastrophic bets made over the past decade by a few hundred bankers may well turn out to be the greatest nonviolent crime against humanity in history. The man is absolutely correct. The money addicts have wrecked the entire planet. for the sake of a few more gold coins in their pockets. When Congress repealed Glass-Steagall in 1999, they turned Wall Street into a giant open-air casino. And the money addicts went out there for a spin at the wheel, and every time they won, they got to keep it, and every time they lost, the American people had to pick up the tab. Your circumstance in life right now, your being buried in debt, the lack of services, the lack of infrastructure, the lack of quality medical care, the lack of quality education, all of that is a result of the looting and plundering of America's wealth by a few hundred very greedy individuals and their lackeys in the United States Congress. When you go to that article on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, Bankers Gone Wild, partway through, you will see a picture that we captured and saved after TARP was passed. And it was a picture of the members of the House of Representatives just laughing and smiling at what they had pulled off, because they had just saved their own personal fortunes by dumping the losses on the American people. Now, they came out with a later photo of the same scene where they all looked very serious and stern, and yes, this is a serious business, but it was too late by then. In this age, once something's out on the Internet, it's out on the Internet. And the members of the House of Representatives didn't realize how bad it looked for them to be cheering and celebrating and high-fiving each other over the passage of a bill that 90% of Americans opposed. Our taxes were used to save the members of Congress' own investments against the express wishes of the people. That's taxation without representation. In that little tiny country schoolhouse I went to in Loudoun, New Hampshire, taxation without representation was taught as a legitimate reason to fire the government. And I think it's time that we fire this one. Because remember, in a mature republic, the government is the servant of the people. And we've caught the servant looting our silverware, dipping into our piggy banks and cookie jars and under our mattresses. They're grabbing our money and putting it in their own pockets. Do you keep an employee that you catch stealing from you? Because if you do, you're a dictator's wet dream. Real Americans, real moral citizens, are going to fire an employee that is caught stealing from them time and time and time and time again. All right. Now, moving right along here, and I want to get back to the corporate media here. I used to have a lot of regard for MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. She came out of alternative media and, you know, made it into MSNBC, and we figured, great, they're finally starting to pay attention to us. And it turns out, no, because Rachel has now started playing the same corporate media games that the rest of them do. Now, apparently, Rachel Maddow came out and made the claim that Representative Steve Stockman of Texas was so tight with the militia movement. Remember, they're starting to demonize the militias again. And Rachel Maddow said he was so connected with the militia movement that he received an advance warning that the Oklahoma City bombing was going to happen. Now, that's not really a surprise. All the FBI and BATF who were actually in the building got notified the night before. Don't come into work tomorrow morning. That's been documented. So, I mean, you know, the FBI and BATF were handing out warnings all over the place. So that's not the issue. The issue is the telephone records for Steve Stockman's office confirmed that the fax was sent to his office about an hour after the bombing occurred. So Rachel Maddow's completely off base here, completely fabricated this story and put it out there, and MSNBC has yet to retract here. All righty. Let's see. A couple of other small stories we need to be paying attention to. I already told you about the New Jersey toll booth workers, $321,000 a year. Apparently, New Jersey's Daniel Van Pelt got caught on videotape taking an envelope stuffed with $10,000 in cash. And it's kind of funny because he's saying on the tape, well, I'll hang on to this. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I will hang on to it. Yeah, right. Tell us another one here. It's amazing. All right. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you're struggling with a mortgage, I want you to call in and tell me how you feel about this revelation that your current circumstance is not the result of anything you did wrong, but is something being done to you by the banks and government you thought were there to make your life better. Please call and join us on the air. Meanwhile, down in Virginia, kind of an interesting little story is beginning to develop there. There is a textbook being used in the fourth grade, and it has drawn criticism because it mentions that there were, in fact, blacks serving in the Confederate Army during the Civil War. And this is very controversial because it supports the idea that the real cause of the Civil War wasn't slavery, but states' rights, which if you talk to anybody in the South, that is the conventional wisdom down there. Now, of course, Abraham Lincoln used the issue of slavery to sell the war to reconquer the Confederate States to the North. And ever since then, the idea that the Civil War was all about slavery has been sort of maintained in our public education system. And the idea that there were blacks serving in the Confederate Army is sort of anathema to that idea. Because obviously, if they were fighting on the other side, then there's something else going on besides the issue of slavery. And so basically, this textbook is being criticized for mentioning Confederate black soldiers. And this newspaper article went further to say that this is a claim rejected by most historians. And it took me about 10 seconds with a web search engine to find photographs of black Confederate soldiers. So this is the beauty of the blogs and the internet in this age. The media cannot feed us the party line about anything any longer. Oh, there were no black Confederate soldiers. There couldn't be. This was all about slavery. It wasn't about reconquering the South because we needed their cotton industry for tax revenues. It was about slavery. Slavery was a device to sell the war, just like Saddam's nukes were used to sell the war against Iraq. And Osama bin Laden, although dead for 9 years, is being used to sell us a new war with Pakistan. And yes, it's great that the slaves were emancipated. But the real issue was, as always, money. Reconquering the South, because the South had all the cotton plantations that the Northern mills needed to produce the product that they were selling. That's what that was about. It's all about tariffs. It's all about taxes. It's all about revenue. It's all about money. And it took about 10 seconds with a web search engine to find the photos of these black soldiers. It's just amazing here. Now then, I'm going to venture into a little bit of a scientific area that's probably going to cause a lot of upset with a lot of people because, as you're probably aware, we are taught... Oh, wait a minute. We've got callers all over the place here. Mookie in New York. Aloha, Mookie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Love your show. Followed you from the old network. I just wanted to bring out this comment and this idea I've had. What do you have to say with the idea that this foreclosure crisis is being used to bring America more in compliance with Agenda 21?
I think that, I mean, certainly everybody who's in support of Agenda 21 is going to be saying, how can I use this crisis to further our agenda? I don't think it was a deliberate takedown towards, you know, necessarily a global socialist government. I think the cause and effect and blame rests squarely on the money addicts of Wall Street. They understand. They've let the manufacturing of our nation erode over the last 30 years. They can't make money making products, so they're making money the product, and they're just figuring out ways they can spin the money around so that more of it winds up in their own pocket. And they do it with real estate bubbles and commodity bubbles, and now they did it with a mortgage bubble. Next, they're going to do it with a carbon bubble. That's why we've been getting this constant propaganda about carbon dioxide and carbon credits. And we're already finding out that some of these carbon credit brokerages are also engaging in reselling the same carbon credits over and over again. So it's all just an endless series of scams because there's nothing left in our country to make money with. Our factories are all shut down. Our agricultural sector has been just completely screwed by genetically modified crops and overuse of chemicals and pesticides and hormones. Europe doesn't even want to buy our food anymore. And so the people in Wall Street don't want to give up the party, so this is the next evolution, to just scam whatever's left of the money out of the people into the pockets of the wealthy. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Mookie, thanks for the call. When we come back, Derek, Vic, and Peter. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm reading an email from a listener. Great show regarding the U.S. government passing a law to allow the past actions of the banking, securities, mortgage industries. I will state the following. Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 1 of the United States Constitution prohibits all ex post facto laws. The same prohibition exists in all 50 state constitutions. Okay, technically that's correct. And if we had a government that was following the Constitution, I would say there is some merit to what you're saying, but there is a way to get around that. And that is that if you declare what they're doing to be legal today, then all prosecutions and investigations are going to end. You don't actually have to say it was legal back when they did it. You just say it's legal now. And the lawyer's going to say, why are you prosecuting them for something that's legal now? Look at the end of Prohibition. All those people who were rum-running and they were in violation of all the liquor laws like the Kennedy family, and once Prohibition was repealed, nobody got arrested. Seems to be okay. We're back on the air. Okay, there we are. So I was saying, basically, they can get around the ex post facto prohibition by simply saying it's legal from this point on. And at this point, Congress, I don't think, feels constrained about the Constitution when it comes to their own money on the line, when it comes to their own necks looking at nooses or a heavy coat of tar and feather, they're not going to pay attention to the Constitution. They're going to do whatever they think preserves their wealth, their safety, their royal prerogatives. You know, as George Bush was saying, the Constitution's just a blankety-blank piece of paper. He's not alone in that sentiment. All right, we're going to go to Derek in Ohio. Aloha, Derek. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Derek here. I'm in Ohio here, 30 years old, and I've got a pretty decent job. I make about $45 a year, and I'm in my parents' basement. And, you know, couldn't have come at a better time for them because they were about to get foreclosed on. And they got this little note in the mail, I think, about a week and a half ago, stating that, you know, we're going to help you out, you know, just sign these papers, blah, blah, blah. Turns out they ended up giving it to their lawyer. Their lawyer said that this is not going to help you. Then I asked about the whole note thing. Everybody's saying, you know, where's the note? Where's the note? And I told my mom, and she told her lawyer, and her lawyer's really upset because apparently now there is no note. And this whole thing, when it really begins to play out, it's going to be very interesting to see just what transpires from all this, because this is just beginning. I mean,
it is just beginning. The momentum is building here, and people are angry, and they really ought to be angry here. And I'll tell you right now, do not expect the government to help the people in any way, shape, or form. The priority of this government for the last 30 years, for the last 100 years, since 1913, the priority of the government is protect the money, protect the money, protect the money. And right now, the money is feeling very threatened. And, you know, you can count on the government at all levels of our society to protect the revenue streams and protect the banks. And that's what they're going to do. And I hope this does not end in violence. But something's got to change. Because, obviously, if we let the banks and government get away with this scam, you know, when even the editor of Vanity Fair is now saying this is the greatest nonviolent crime against humanity, if we let them get away with it, they'll do it again. They're already planning the next big bubble, the carbon bubble. They've already got the plan for the next one to screw more money out of us. They're not going to stop unless we give them a reason to stop.
You're right about that, sir. You're definitely right about that. And a lot of times I think that a lot of these folks in bigwigs don't plan for the future. We were at a meeting at my job, and I'm sitting there, and I'm known as the conspiracy theorist there, you know, and it really helps now that I live in my parents' basement. But I asked them, because they send jobs overseas, I say, when the dollar's no longer the world reserve currency, what are you guys going to do? I mean, because they've got folks in the Philippines and all these other places, and, well, you know, what's going to happen after that? And they had absolutely, positively no idea.
They're not thinking past the next election. That's, unfortunately, the negative side of our system of government, is all of our legislators and our president, they're not thinking beyond the end of their term and their next re-election. There really is nobody at the federal level who is thinking long-term health of the country, 20, 30, 40 years into the future. And it's a huge black void, which is why we keep careening from one scam to the next, to the next, to the next.
Right. I really wish Obama wouldn't have taken this job. Do you remember that movie, Nothing But Trouble?
Actually, no, I don't. Enlighten me.
Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Demi Moore, Chevy Chase. Basically, you had this judge, Reeve, who had this little parish that he was running, and he was the judge there. And anyone who came through his court system, if they were a banker, no matter what kind of banker, he ran them through this machine called the Bone Stripper. And his phrase was, you know, I never let a banker go. And that movie was really before its time, because when I was a kid...
I think I do remember that one, where the Dan Aykroyd character played the judge and he had, like, a phony nose or something.
Exactly.
That's the one. Okay.
Yeah, great movie. Can I leave you with one thought? It's something that I live by.
Please do.
Thank you. It basically says, you have a better chance of predicting what someone will do next rather than understand why they've done it in the first place.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You know, and what's that other one that goes with it? It's better to ask forgiveness than permission, because the bankers did not ask our permission to screw us this way, but they're hoping and begging we will forgive them. No, we're not.
Right.
We are not going to forgive what has been done to this nation in the name of unrestrained greed. Thanks an awful lot there, Derek. We're going to let you go. We're coming up on the end of this segment. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Vic, Peter, and Charles. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the email is definitely pouring in and people are getting angry. And that's good. That's good. I know in our pop culture, strong emotions are denigrated and insulted. You know, it's all about anger management, and hate is bad, and rage is bad. I'm sorry. Hate and anger and rage and fury are survival mechanisms. Our brains evolved to feel those feelings for a reason, because having those feelings allowed our ancestors to prevail and survive over all the things that wanted to eat us. And today, in the 21st century, the bankers are trying to eat us, and our survival depends on going back to those survival feelings of rage and anger and hate. Hate gets a bad rap. There are inappropriate hates, I will grant you. But it is fully appropriate to hate those people and those institutions who do hateful things. I hate liars. I hate cheats. I hate child molesters. I hate bankers that are screwing the bank customers for their own personal greed. I hate a Congress that is complicit in the crime, and you should too. Go back to that wonderful movie Network by Patachievsky. Brilliant screenplay, except for the part where he blames the Arabs for all the problems in the media. And you've got that character of Howard Beale who's out there and saying, you know, we're in a world of hurt and I don't know how to fix it. But I know the first thing you got to do is you've got to get angry. You have got to be angry. Well, we're in a better situation because we do know what to do. We know the cause of the problems we're dealing with. The banks and mortgage companies created a mortgage-backed security bubble to make billions of dollars and put it in their pockets, and they dropped the losses on us. That's the target, and the Congress that helped them do it. We know how to fix that. Now we've got to get angry, and we've got to move forward. Going to go back to the phones here. We've got Vic in Arizona. Aloha, Vic. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Great to speak to you again. It's Nick in Arizona, but...
I see a loose nut on the keyboard. Hardware problems.
No biggie. Hey, just a quick solution idea to toss out there. We started the country with a government-backed currency. It's been done before, but being that we're in such... this mess of debt, we don't have any manufacturing, the country's falling apart, there's no real value except debt in the country, so how are we going to issue a currency? Solution, seize the Federal Reserve on RICO charges. It's a racket. They've sucked up all the real wealth and given us paper and bank entries and ledger entries and fake assets for it while they're sitting on all the real assets, and they got it through skullduggery, racketeering, and fraud. So I say we go after them and seize their assets and seize all that back and put it back into circulation through a government-backed currency, because if we were to just say, oh, we're going to start up a government-backed currency, I mean, how's it going to be accepted in the world commerce? How's anybody really
going to accept
it? Well,
now you're getting Hamiltonian on me. Now you're getting Hamiltonian on me. I think the wise thing we need to understand is after the present government and economy falls, and I'm all in favor of going back and looting, going back to all the bankers and who looted the real wealth from the population and recovering it for the benefit of the people. But I think worrying about international commerce is going to have to wait. We're going to have to basically go back to 1776 and start over with what worked. And, you know, Alexander Hamilton was the first one of the banker's lackeys that said, oh, we've got to have a private central bank, and we've got to borrow heavily from other countries, and we've got to go into debt so that other countries will trust us. And within limits, yeah, you need to do that. But we've got to go back to a value-based currency. And we've got to go back to the government issuing its own currency and keep the private central bankers out. Absolutely.
Oh, yes, that is exactly the point. And you're right, international can wait. I'm just saying, if we're going to put something behind the new currency issued by the government, because we're supposed to be the government, I don't understand how people got it through their head that a private group of bankers and a small clique is somehow more creditworthy to designate the creditworthiness and generate the entire credit of a nation, aside from an entire nation of producers, farmers, builders, laborers. How is it that this small clique is more creditworthy? Well, because they've stolen all the assets. They've got all the real estate.
Well, basically because we're brainwashed. We're brainwashed. The media tells us they're the core of the economy. The schools teach us. Remember, when the private central banks finally gained ground here in the United States of America, the public school system stopped teaching kids about the Currency Act, which was the real atrocity by the British government that triggered the American Revolution. We are all raised on stories about the tea tax and the Stamp Act, and that was the reason for the American Revolution. It wasn't. It was the Currency Act. But you have to be in college-level history before they start mentioning, well, yeah, they kind of imposed a Federal Reserve-like bank on us, and that's what triggered the revolution. And, of course, then people say, well, wait a minute, if we've got another one just like it, why isn't there a revolution going on here? And I think we may be heading to one. All right, we're going to let you go here and switch to...
Last question. What do you think about getting them on RICO? I'll let you go, take the answer off there. Have a great one, and thanks for the show, Mike.
Okay, well, frankly, I mean, you know, this Indiana class action lawsuit against Bank of America that accuses them of racketeering might open the floodgates, okay? And again, though, because the Federal Reserve is so buddy-buddy with the Congress, you know, we just know that Congress will change the laws to protect the money, always protect the money. And so at this point, I am not strongly inclined to pursue legal remedies against the banks under the current corrupted system. I'm more concerned with preparing and planning for what we're going to do when this current corrupted system comes crashing down like the former Soviet Union did. And what are we going to do then? I would suggest that we adopt a new government-issued currency that is equated to a unit of work value by the American people. You know, the new dollar equals, I'm just picking numbers out of the hair. The new American dollar equals 1 hour of work, whatever. Now, obviously, for different trades, that number is going to go up and down. But the bottom line is, once you have a commonly agreed unit of value, a government-issued currency is going to work. Does not have to be backed by metal, could be backed by gasoline, could be backed by a unit of electricity, as long as it's something we all agree and recognize has a value to it. And as long as the government is issuing it and it is not a unit of debt from a private central bank, we can have the kind of economy that the United States saw, you know, off and on up until 1913, which worked very well for the American people and created the highest standard of living in the world, which we no longer have, I might add, and emphasize. Okay? So, basically, that would be my response to that. I would love to see the owners of the Federal Reserve brought up on charges. Most of them don't live in this country, is the harsh reality. We will never touch them. We will never reach them, short of declaring war on the countries where they are resident. We're going to switch to Charles in Hawaii. Aloha, Charles. Nice to hear from you again. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, I disagree with you a little bit. I don't think we need to adopt a new government currency, not before we adopt a new government.
Well, I agree with you. We're going to have a new government first and then a new government currency, but we got to start planning that out now.
Well, and I absolutely agree with you. You know, I sat there, I posted on the site about all the senators who voted for this. You've got, for the Interstate Recognition and Notarizations Act, the one that allows the fraud to continue. And on November 3rd, when the kids up there, and they introduce what the new direction is for the economy, you're also going to see this bill reintroduced, and it's going
to
pass.
Okay, Charles, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you watching video at the same time you're on Skype?
Because I'm actually not on Skype.
Oh, because whatever you're on, it's breaking up really badly. I'm having a hard time understanding you. What are you using to call the show?
Gmail.
Okay, well, speak slowly so we can get past the gaps, and please finish up your thought.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the Notarization Act. You know, the thing that people have not addressed is not just what the banks are doing, but each and every senator who voted unanimously to allow this bill to go to the office signature. And it's going to happen again on November 3rd. It's going to coincide with when the Fed comes out and says, this is the trillions of dollars that we're going to put to a quantitative easing to ease the transition of all of these politicians and these bankers while the rest of the U.S. collapses. That's what quantitative easing is. It doesn't ease anything for us. It makes it easier for them to prepare themselves to buy their private armies to move to Hawaii where you've got all five services to protect them. You know, it's we don't need a new government currency. We need to get each and every one of those people in the Senate brought up on treason charges for attempting to loot the American people.
Well, that is not going to happen under the current government any more than it would have been possible to prosecute Adolf Hitler during the height of the power of Nazi Germany. Okay, the leaders always declare whatever they're doing to be. It's like Richard Nixon used to say, if the president does it, it's not a crime. And these people really believe it. They believe in the principle of sovereign immunity, that they cannot be brought up on charges for breaking the laws that apply to ordinary people. So as long as the current government is in power, these people are untouchable, and it's a waste of time to think otherwise. When the government collapses, then all bets are off, and, you know, definitely let's grab them and let's put them on trials here, and not for revenge, as a deterrent. Because, you know, take our lesson from the French Revolution. They went through, and it was more than one. There were several revolutions from 1793 to 1808. And, you know, they kept whacking off the heads of people until they got rid of all the money addicts. And for the next 100 years after that, the government of France really was paying attention to what the French people needed. And that's what we need to do.
But you hit it on the head, though. It's not just the government that believes that as long as they do it, they're okay. It's the American people. Until we realize ourselves, it is not okay. Just because you sit in a seat of authority that we gave you, it does not mean that you can do this. And the American people are standing by and letting it happen to them.
Well, at some point they're going to wake up. At some point they're going to wake up. And the model I keep thinking about is the Romanian Revolution, because 2 weeks before it all came apart, anybody in Romania looking around at all the TV cameras on the street corners and all the poverty and deprivation the Romanian people were struggling under would have said, well, I guess they're okay with it. They seem to be okay with it. Then all of a sudden, a sporting event turns into a spontaneous political rally. 2 weeks later, Ceausescu's machine gunned to death on Romanian national television. It could happen that fast here. There's going to be something that lights that spark that's going to break the American people out of their stupor, and they're going to stand up and say, yeah, we have been really, really screwed by the government and the banks and the media that we thought were here to make our lives better. And it's like Admiral Yamamoto used to say about the American people, they're a sleeping giant, slow to rouse, but once awake, to be greatly feared.
Then we need to start talking and getting the conversation moved to how are we going to move on, because it truly is going to be even more chaotic than it's coming now. We need to have those talks. We need to have that discussion on what do we need to put into place. Let's get the people working together in absence of our government, who's obviously not working for us.
Well, that's why I've been saying, you know, if we need to start, the time to start planning what the next nation is going to be is now, and I think a very good departure point is the Constitution and the first 13 amendments. I think we can live without the Electoral College at this point. And then we need to start thinking about how do we keep the money addicts away from the public treasury. That was perhaps an area where the Founding Fathers were not paying as much attention as they should, mostly because they let Alexander Hamilton run it, and turned out he was one of the money addicts out there as well. So, you know, we're going to let you go here, Charles, because I'm really having a hard time understanding you on this call. And I guess we'll be seeing you on Sunday over here at the Richardson Theater. All righty. Well, so we've had a lot of people calling in here. And again, our lines are open now, 800-313-9443. If you are facing foreclosure, I want to hear from you how you are feeling as you begin to understand that you have been put into this situation of borderline homelessness, not through any fault of your own, but because a bunch of mortgage bundlers decided they were going to oversubscribe the mortgage-backed securities to make a fast buck, and then decided that crashing the housing market and foreclosing all these homes was the best way to cover up their criminality here. All right, we've got George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
One thing that just got me just as enraged is the foreclosure. I'm sitting there shaking my head. I'm reading newspaper reports all around the country, and all these states saying, we can't seem to get our ballots to the servicemen. And I'm like, this is poppycock. If I can have a package sent all the way, halfway around the globe, and overnight, there ain't no reason why these ballots can't get to our servicemen overseas.
There's absolutely no reason at all they can't get over there. But you remember, military people tend to vote Republican. And certainly our present military serving overseas are going to vote against the incumbents because they're sick and tired of these wars that they keep sending back, getting sent back to. So obviously it favors the incumbent Democratic Congress and President if the military vote somehow goes walkabout. And we've seen this before. We saw it in previous elections where military ballots coming in just sort of kind of disappeared and went away.
Well, I gotta say, when I was in the service, when it was going on, I sent mine by FedEx back and forth when I was overseas, and it got signed for.
You know something? I mean, and again, I don't agree with the wars. I think these wars are criminal, but I support our people in uniform, and these are young men and women who put on that uniform and swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. More than anybody else, they are entitled to a vote in determining the course of the future nation. And when we have a political machine that takes the people who are putting their blood and lives on the line for this country and says, well, we're not going to let you vote because you're not going to vote the way we want you to vote, that to me is a crime against the people.
Well, there's an article at Cook County in Chicago. They're making sure everybody in the cemetery and in the jail system gets to vote, but not your servicemen.
Yeah. Some of them get to vote twice in the cemeteries there.
Yeah.
It's an entirely crooked system, and unfortunately, that's why I'm not having a lot of optimism about the upcoming election, and I'm not even picking parties. It doesn't matter. They're going to try and get the election more or less 50-50, and from then on, it's the vote riggers who are taking over. Bev Harris is on overtime right now with all the stories about vote fraud that are coming into blackboxvoting.org. I mean, she's working as hard as she can to keep up with all of this crookedness that's coming in here.
Well, in my precinct, I'm setting up the video camera, and I'm going to count every person that comes into that precinct, starting at 7 o'clock. And at night, I'm going to watch them publicly count them.
They are going to arrest you for that.
What's that?
They will probably arrest you for that. You're not supposed to photograph people going in and out of polling places. Even if you're just sitting there with a little counter thing in your hand and counting, they're going to come out and harass you. Okay? And we've got to let you go here, George. Thanks an awful lot. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to close with a story. I was going to go off on a rant about getting angry, but I'm going to close on a story here. We're talking about David Whitlack. President and CEO of the Mount Clemens Bank, disappeared about a month ago. Last Sunday, bobbed to the top of a lake. Lake St. Clair in Harrison Township, he was found. The police basically said that he drowned, and they were suggesting it was a suicide. The family said no and paid for their own private autopsy, which found a bullet hole in the base of the skull, back of the neck. Contact gunshot wound. So this guy was murdered to silence him about something, and the local police were trying to cover it up. So the wet work has already begun to try and keep the lid on this bank scandal. Maybe this was a warning. Maybe even now, phone calls are going out to people with inside information on the mortgage-backed securities oversubscription, and they're saying, you keep your mouth shut. You look at what happened to Widlack. You know, he got killed and nobody's been arrested for it, and the same thing can happen to you. But we already have here an obvious murder with an obvious government cover-up, and it's just going to go downhill from here. All right, I got a couple of minutes left here. As I was saying earlier in the show, we as human beings have the capacity to feel anger and rage and hate for a reason. We evolved that way. It is supposed to be part of us. They are survival mechanisms in order that we can protect ourselves and our immediate family and loved ones and community from those who would steal from us, kill us, subdue us, enslave us. The fact that we are here today, where so many other species of pre-hominid are not, shows that what we are what works. The anger and the ability to feel anger and rage against those who attack us is necessary for survival. Well, we're in a survival situation right now. On this island alone, the island of Oahu in Hawaii, we have over 4,000 homeless people. And we're beginning to understand now they were made homeless by those few hundred bankers that control the nation's financial system and see it as their own personal tool for enrichment at the expense of everybody else. Our survival is being threatened by these people, by the money addicts. We should be angry. We're supposed to hate them for this. That's how we evolved to be. It is the natural reaction by humans when they're being stolen from, when they're being attacked, when they're being assaulted, when they're being held down by the government and gangbanged by Wall Street. You're supposed to get angry. If you're not, there is something wrong with you. If you are seeing all of this being done to yourself, your friends, and your family, and you are not upset by it, there is something wrong with you. And you better find out what it is. That's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow on our Thursday show, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay angry, and aloha, America.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious